Well, we're talking with Tucker Havel, who got his first buck, a spikehorn in Berger County. And Tucker, again, thanks for talking with us here on the show and telling your story.
You're welcome, Mr. Carpenter.
And let's get back into your story and get some of the details. So you saw this spikehorn about 80 yards out. He was coming in to check out the bait. And meanwhile, your dad and your brother Tanner were driving deer toward you.
Yep. I believe they scared one deer. I forgot how many points it was.
Did they see it?
They saw they jumped him, and they got the buck to come towards us, but I believe that was not the buck that they scared.
Okay.
I believe they scared that buck away, not towards us.
So tell me a little bit about, you're sitting in a blind with your dad's friend Kevin.
Yes.
And tell us from there what happened.
We saw the buck coming out. We didn't know he was a buck until Kevin had to look at him, see if he was a buck. He was legal, all right. You could tell he had 3 to 4 inches on his horns. So at that point, when he said it was a buck, I had buck fever starting to run in.
Oh, because you knew you were going to get the shot?
I got actually kind of lucky. If I was going to hit that shot, I got really lucky. Because I hit him in the back. Because if I could have aimed an inch higher, I could have missed him and he could have gotten out alive.
So you're sitting there with Kevin, and at what point did he say take the shot?
After about a minute or so, letting him grab a bite to make sure, because we were spooking him a few times. He looked over at us a few times. We had to stay completely still, once or twice.
So what happened when he said, okay, if you want to shoot, go ahead? Or
we didn't have anything to hold my gun up, and I have really shaky hands, so he used his hand to support me. And if he needed to move his arms or his hands, I told him to move it like a little human bipod.
That's pretty neat. So you had a scope on your .243?
Yes.
And you saw him through there, and you'd been shooting it. Obviously, tell the folks again how you were practicing.
We were practicing at almost 100 yards, shooting a paper plate with a big black dot made of a marker in the middle.
That works, too. Yeah, I've done that many, many times. So you ended up getting this buck with your dad's friend, Kevin. And how long would it take for your dad and Tanner to show up and see the buck?
They didn't show up. They left before we even got the deer. They were gone maybe 20 minutes to a half an hour earlier before we actually saw the deer. So we had to drive back to camp without the deer to grab them so we could gut it and bring it back on the four-wheeler.
And how did you feel when you walked up and saw the deer on the ground?
I realized he was a fat deer. I really liked him.
Were you pretty excited, though?
Definitely.
Your first buck, I mean, had you thought about this and dreamt about it for a while?
Mm-hmm. Pure buck fever, halfway to a seizure.
I was shaking
so much.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. Well, Tucker Havel, I appreciate you telling the story. Is there anything else you want us to know about the story?
Besides that, there's really not much left to tell about the story.
Well, congratulations, and thanks for telling us the story.
You're welcome.
This is The Outdoor Show.